Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we ask ourselves if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. Welcome. We got an amazing program for you today. I took the Christmas week off, so thank you so much for doing this. I'm going to get into 1 Corinthians 13:4. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. And I'm going to get into so much, because there's the big questions are what if, and I've heard things, and I've heard stuff, and is it happening, is it not happening, what's going on? You know, a judge who is Stacey Abrams' sister blocks challenges to voter eligibility in 2 counties ahead of the state runoff. How is that not conflict of interest? How can that be allowed? I'm going to get into that. After a 12-year run, Trump is now the most admired man. Go figure, I thought he always was. That's not the mark of the beast, this vaccine's not, but Spain will keep a list of people who refuse vaccinations to share with other EU nations. Because what they're probably going to do is they're going to have you in a computer. And guess what, folks? If you don't get the vaccination and you can't come into our country, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't go there. You know that Ralph Warnock? He oversaw 2,000 churches camp, in the 2000s, he oversaw a church camp that had child abuse and all kinds of stuff against kids. That's right, folks. But, of course, it's going to be interesting to see how that works out, because Kelly Loeffler's how can that be when, it was a church camp and there was mistreatment of children and stuff at the camp. But this is the same guy that has, communist, speak. Michelle Obama is the most admired woman. I call it Michael because he's a man, not a woman. It's going to be interesting. I could care less, but hey. What do you know? That's the world we live in, folks, because people don't care anymore. You have these liberals that are tearing down and defacing Abraham Lincoln statues and removing them. He's freed the slaves. Dr. Fauci and his post-Christmas COVID surge, likely worst yet to come. Oh, it's going to be so bad. It's going to be hundreds of millions of people that get the vaccine. No, they're not. They're all going to die before they get the vaccine. The vaccine, don't need much of your time. Just stay in your basement. This fear-mongering ain't working, dude. We don't buy your crap anymore. Remember, what truly matters is not which party controls our government, but whether our government is controlled by our people. And there is a guy that came out from Sacramento, basically a vet, and he came out, and I know I've shared this. I don't know why. I think they're censoring stuff, because I'm sharing things and it's not being shared. But yeah, he comes out and says basically, hey, we're being peaceful, we're being nice, but there's going to be a couple weeks where we're not going to be nice anymore. Hey, we're trying to let you legally fix this election and fix stuff. And if not, if we have to come and I have to kill my own American people to take back my freedom and my country, that's what I'm going to have to do. I'm a vet. Not that I want to go to war. Trust me, no one wants war. No one wants this. But we're giving you the opportunity Yeah, you have a choice, A or B. You can either do it the easy way, the safe way, or not. And
write down what you want for Congress.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. But I mean, seriously, I don't want to go to war. I wish I didn't have to do a show like this. I wish I could be, look at this. The Democrats and Republicans, they work for us. Just a second, folks. But it's the truth, and I'm going to get into that and so much more. And I'm going to do some Premier League stuff tonight, so I'm going to try to get into some more of that. If you're not from America, this election is very, 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 this is like our, it's our freedom. It's just everything, it's going down the toilet, and we need to fix it. But I don't care if you're a liberal, whatever, Democrat, conservative, I don't care who you are. But how can Stacey Abrams' sister be a judge that blocks challenges to voter eligibilities? Now, obviously, if they turn it down, they would go to a higher court. So, it's going to be interesting because, I mean, that's just a little bit of BS. But, you know, I mean, if that was Trump's people doing that, or, oh my, if that was Trump's brother that was an attorney, that his cousin was a judge, and they blocked stuff, you'd never hear that. It'd be like 24/7 on the Communist News Network, but hey. I'm one of those people that, like, see, this is what really gets me, because this, I love, like, the election nights, like my Super Bowl, like the midterm elections every 2 years. I loved it. Let me see here. So let's check this county. Let's see what's going on. You know, okay. And all this is tainted, my love of this, because it just makes me sick when you see all this fraud that's out there. And there's one of my mother-in-law sent me a video, and I kind of have to agree that Trump's legal team and all them, they're going to legal channels. They have, because I was told that when they went after and got the Dominion servers and stuff, that they had people killed, and they've got all this stuff, and they're going to be someone that's like, okay, and this whole time, they're like, hey, we're doing these hearings, we're doing all this stuff, we're basically just giving you the opportunity to come clean with what you did. We got the evidence. We're not going to tell you how the evidence, but where you got. Hey, we're giving you the time to come clean. If, you know, we've got the server, we've got the proof. I mean, if having photos of voting machines that are, I don't know, they have a Ethernet cable connected to them, but they're not connected to the internet. An Ethernet cable, an internet cable. Wow. They're not connected to the internet. That can't be. I don't get it. I don't understand. And I think that they deep down have massive. They got enough to do like the Insurrection Act and all this stuff. And we're giving you a chance to come clean. And if you don't, here's the server. Bam, here's all the.
I hope so, but when it happens, it happens.
Yeah,
but
that's how I am, though. I'm like my wife anymore. I'm like, until I see, to me, it's not necessarily about Trump getting reelected. I want to see people, like Ted Cruz actually came out and said, people need to be jailed.
Yes, to those two, and that's it, right?
Yeah, the burger with the and tomato.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mhm. And that's what it is. You know, I want to see people held accountable. I'm like, okay, let me see, what is this, like the 50th time that Hunter Biden's being investigated against? So what? Until he's hanging from the gallows, I'm done. I don't care anymore. I don't advocate violence. I'm not advocating that at all, but I'm just one of those people. Like, I think it's going to be having, something's got to be done. Someone hung up, but, you know, I mean, no one advocates for violence, but there's a little thing called a pen and paper, and unfortunately, we're trying to be nice and do it the legal way, and it ain't working. You know, it's okay as much as, you know, so who cares if Hunter Biden's being investigated? He needs to be in prison. They don't have anything I can eat. But yeah, I mean, that Lori that was on Full House, that, like, she got 2 months for giving millions of dollars to get her kid to go to her school. Now, I will say in her defense, my parents could give $100 million to Harvard, and unless they paid for me to get good grades, I probably wouldn't. See, I'd probably flunk out. I'm not a school person. I'm not a book person. I'm someone that's okay. I'm a touch it, feel it person. I'm like, okay, show me.
That's her thing. She didn't pay for their grades. She just paid for them to get in.
Yeah. And that's the thing. If they would have flunked out, my parents could pay me to get into Harvard. It doesn't mean I could flunk out. You know, I mean, I, because what would they do if they did flunk out? Sorry, Mom, you paid $20-some million so I could go here, and, you know, I went on a cocaine binge and methamphetamine binge, and I got really drunk and don't remember anything. I'm sorry. I know it was expensive, but, you know, I mean, in her defense, you know, it's not like she paid to give them good grades. She just paid to get them in there. They still have to do the work and everything, and which it's not. I'm not condoning what she did. I'm not saying what she did right. But at the same time, my parents could pay for me to go to Harvard, and I'd be like, okay, it would take me about a month to read a book this big, and I have to read it by tonight and do a 40-page paper on it? Okay. I got it on tape, and on tape it's 30 hours to listen because of issues I have. I get a lot of my books on tape. So anyone thinks that I'm dissing anyone that has reading issues, I deal with it, so don't even start that. You ever heard of Hooked on Phonics? That's what really gets me. I joke about it, but it really gets me furious. Okay, here you have a reading program that people who don't know how to read, and the phone number is A, B, C, D, E, F, G. How are they ever going to figure out that thing to call? That's why I hate these numbers. 1-800-CALL-BILL. Well, what does that mean? What does call bill mean? Give me the numbers. You give me a phone number, give me numbers. 269-485-6048. Whatever. Give me numbers, not letters. I didn't want a phone letter. I wanted a phone number. And that's what infuriates me. Because in 8th grade, I was doing a program like Hooked on Phonics to learn to read better than I could. And I'm forever grateful. People say this vaccine is not a mark of the beast. It's not. There's not the mark of the beast. Well, Spain is going to keep a list of the people who refuse vaccines and share it with other EU nations. So if you want to travel or go somewhere, you might not be let into another country because you don't have a vaccine. You might not be able to go to a movie theater because they're going to share with people that you didn't get the vaccine. There are certain things you're not going to be able to do because you're not going to get a vaccine for a 99.6% survivable rate virus.
If things don't change here, with Trump being president, by next year, it's going to be the same here in America.
And I, like I said on this program multiple times, I wish Obama would have truly went after guns, because this civil war would happen when he was president, because no one's just going to hand over their guns. Sorry. I know you're going to try to, well, we're not going to take away your guns. No, it's just a little tiny speck of a piece of a law. It's all they want is a tenth of a penny, just a tenth of a penny tax, so that they can get you to accept the tax. It's just a mask. It's not, come on, for the greater good. We're not taking away your freedom. We're just protecting you. There's a difference. We're not taking away anything of your freedom. We're just protecting you. Okay? Would you rather have freedom and go to the movie theaters or die from a virus? See, we're not taking away. We're protecting. There's a difference. It's just like 4 2.5 votes is actually one vote. So there's really no fractional voting. See, I'm here to explain away all this stuff. See, that's the thing. Folks, I'm here to explain it all away. Because we're not taking away anything. A mask is not taking away your freedom. It's just protecting you. Not being able to go see, who would want to go see any sports now, because all they do is politicize crap. And that's the thing. That's one of the major issues of this country right now that I have. I want to watch TV and stuff to get away. There's a time, like when I've been out and about and someone recognizes me, I don't have a problem talking about certain things. But there's times when I want to be with my wife and I want to get away from all this. It's not every day I want to sit there and talk. There's times where I want to put on Brian Regan, one of my favorite comedians, and just laugh. And when everything is being so politicized to where you can't watch anything without them pushing a political agenda on everything, and people are getting tired of it. Oh, yeah. I will. Definitely. And I'm going to, and this is something that I just wanted to make sure I had permit, because I wanted to bring this up, and I was going to do it whether or not. Because we were, so many people think that, oh, it's just precautions. It's not taking away anything. My niece, over the weekend, we went up to Michigan because we don't care about, we have the Constitution. We have Christmas. We have Thanksgiving. We're not stopping. We're going to continue. No one's going to tell my family what they can and cannot do.
Both of our families.
Both of our families are like that. And when we went up there, and you got to understand something, these kids, especially young ones, that don't know what's going on and don't comprehend and can't go to school, can't have interactions except with their siblings and their mom and dad and everything. That's why whenever I've had a dog, if it sees another dog, I let them smell them and do stuff, because that's their own species and they want to be around them, and they get excited when they see another dog when they're only one dog family. And when I saw my niece when it was time to leave, I can't go. The moment I lost it, I mean, I kept my cool, because I've learned, and I kept my cool. But when you have someone that you can tell is emotionally not there, because this is the first time in who knows how long she's had interaction with anyone outside of her mom and dad and her grandma and grandpa and her siblings. And she was like, and she has someone that, and I had to keep it together for her. And I'm just like, it just makes me effing sick to see what they're doing, and they're destroying these lives. Like, I watched the United Stand, the Marcos F COVID. You can have cancer, no one cares. You could break a leg, and they're like, well, if you kind of slipped and fell, that could be a side effect of COVID. I mean, we really need to test. Who cares? Yeah, you got a broken leg, but we need to test you for COVID because, you know, that's the more important thing. You know, these kids are being emotionally destroyed by this. And, oh, it's COVID. What do I do? That girl, I've never seen her act like that in my life. I mean, we were one Christmas, there was some guys, somebody brought over a kid. One of my cousins brought over a dude. And just like dogs that don't know, there's the old saying that like a dog can tell a good person from a bad person. I'm not kidding you. I'm sitting there in this room and my niece jumps on me and she goes, Kyle, I don't trust that guy. Don't leave me. Don't. And she trusts me. And I sat there and I told her, I said, just remember something. If anyone tries to do anything that you don't think is appropriate, and this is my exact words, if I'm close, you come to me. If Melissa's close, you come to her. If you're close to your mom or dad, you get them. You go to someone you trust. And to see her like I did, that hurt me inside so much. And I tried to keep it inside. Because I didn't want her to see the rage I had. The rage I had, it just blew. I'm like, I'm done. Enough. We need to band together. I'm not telling. See, most of the people watching this show are adults. I'm not telling you what to do. If you want to wear a mask, if you have pre-existing conditions, you should probably wear a mask. If you have breathing issues, no one, and I've said this on the program, and I'll say it for the 1,276th time, the virus is real. This mass hysteria isn't. When I've had aunts that literally have been furloughed because they have no work, and all you see is hospitals. They just got 17 more semis with refrigerator trucks on the back end for all the dead bodies. I mean, they had a photo because they were talking about how this county near Indianapolis was able to get a refrigerator truck for all the bodies from COVID. And there's a license plate on the front of that car. Well, we don't have license plates in the front of our cars. And that is a New York license plate. Oh, that's one of those staged photos they used in New York. Oh, Trump didn't do anything. Trump killed 800 million people. I don't care if you say Trump killed 3/4 of the population. I don't care if I'm the last person on planet Earth. I don't care. You go to the damn, I think I have the flu. What are your symptoms? It's probably COVID. I've not heard anything about the dang seasonal flu this year at all. I seriously haven't, except for to get a flu shot. Except for they talk about getting your flu shot. I've not heard anything about the damn flu. I've not. It's been eliminated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Trump. But it's ridiculous. And then they get people in the news. Folks, this just in, New York just had 400,000 people just in the last 10 minutes contracted COVID, and 500,000 more have died. Yeah, the 400,000 was just new cases. They've had over 1 million that had it, and 500,000. And people believe it. They don't do their research. They don't look up. I had someone try to convince me that they don't have the 2019 CDC death toll numbers. They have numbers for 2019, just like any other year. It could be off. So what? Every year can be off by some, because it's not 100% foolproof. but it just drives me fucking nuts. I know my mom knows a couple died a day apart from each other. A day apart. Guess what they did? Nothing. They stayed home. They were so paranoid, they didn't go anywhere. They didn't do anything. Okay, we're going to have like shipped or whatever, bring stuff. The kids would bring them stuff. They didn't leave the house. They didn't die of COVID, but they died. They didn't live their life. Pisses me off. And now one of my friends, one of my mom's friends is now going to the gym and going to live her life, where she was like, I'm not going to go to the gym, you're nuts. And when she knew those two people that died a day apart from each other, and they didn't die from COVID, and they were like, they didn't go anywhere, didn't do anything. Dirty. Wow. Interesting, isn't it? Interesting perspective. When someone literally self-isolates and doesn't go anywhere, do anything, and then they die no matter what. Folks, you're going to die no matter what you do. No matter how protected. Show me where someone on planet Earth will never, ever die. We're all going to die at some point in our lives. Enjoy your life. Live your life. Because you might be that one person that stays in the basement and sanitizes 24/7, 365, and then you have a heart attack. And dead. And what did you do? You were in a closet in a basement getting a sanitation shower. Yeah, that's right. You had a shower that you hit this button and it mixes sanitizer and you got 4 showers a day. You were so paranoid because since you're not leaving your house and you're not going anywhere, how is the virus going to get into your house? And then, folks, just remember Perry Como up there in New York. Folks, when this press conference is over, I've got 4,000 ventilators. I got to go play. You want to play the Grim Reaper? You want to have my job? I have to decide who lives and who dies. You want that job? And I'm like screaming at the telly going, yep, I want to be there. I'll do it because I know that that's BS. I know he's a lying sack of you know what. And guess what? Guess what? You want to know what happened? 2 days later, we'll just stockpiling the ventilators, for a rainy day, because it's what we're doing, So when the real pandemic comes, we're prepared. A week later, stop sending ventilators. You don't need any more. Then like 4 days after that, if you need ventilators, we got tons. We're going to donate them. His first comment was what he was hoping to keep going. But when they got ventilators to him so fast, he couldn't keep pretending like, hey, we got millions of people dying and they're not, where's the ventilators? What's going on, man? When he couldn't keep perpetuating that lie because ventilators weren't there. And he could say, well, Trump's not doing anything because we got thousands of people dying every day and there's no ventilators. When he instantly had them ventilators, they didn't know what to do because they're like, oh, what do we do now? Crap, we didn't need them in the first place, but I didn't think they'd get them this fast. Oh, crap, what do I... And then when he got busted, just watch all the clips of him. They kind of contradict himself like every other day. But people buy it. People don't. So let me get this straight. Did you have to go after that press conference 2 days ago and decide who got a ventilator and who didn't? Or are you just putting them in storage and waiting for a rainy day? I'm asking for a friend, I'm asking for a friend, you know what I mean? No one wants military tribunals. No one wants to go to civil war. No one wants... See, this is what you don't understand. That's what people don't understand. We want to have... I want to have all of these voting machines say, well, crap. There is no fraud. Biden really won. Holy crap. We don't want to find out that our government cheated to get... Well, we know that happened in 16 because Hillary Clinton rigged the Iowa caucuses, New Hampshire primaries so that she could get the nomination. And it was actually proven even more that they rigged the California election. And when one of Bernie Sanders' staffers said, hey, it was rigged so that Hillary would win, guess what happened? He took the house that they gave him. But I'm kind of like my mom, though. I'm like my wife. I hope that they have, because I've been told that they got the servers from the voting machines and all this. That they actually got the actual servers where they download all the votes and everything. And that there were people killed in the raid to get them. I've heard all kinds of evidence that is proven to be true. You know, that they've done all this, and this has been factual. But where's the evidence? I hope I'm right. Because January 6th is Biden's day. The day where Biden becomes President Biden. And something tells me that they're going to have tons of media from every country and every outlet. It's going to be on every channel on TV. And guess what? That's when they're going to say, okay, well, before we have this election hearing, and bam, here you go. Before we vote on this Electoral College, here is the server. This is the data from the Dominion server. Voter fraud is 100% proven through this audit of the voting machines. It's not debatable. Go ahead, go ahead, here you go. That's just our first piece of evidence, okay? Not to mention the Department of National Intelligence briefed me, and with summer winds, there was all kinds of interference from other countries. And, we've got these countries that don't even like us that have admitted to being involved in this, and they have... We got video confirmation of all this, so there you go. You know, I hope. But then I also look at it like in this one respect, like what could you show a liberal that would have them go, oh, you got to be kidding me? They actually, what could you show a liberal that would get them go, oh crap, I hate Trump with a passion, but they had to rig the election so Biden could win. Bull crap, you know. Like, what would it take to show a liberal to make them wake up? You know, I'm not a violent guy. And I pray to God it doesn't come to that. And that's what we're kind of like, here we are. We're trying to let the legal process work itself out. And the video I saw, and I hope she's right, that they've been letting they've been trying to, okay, without telling people, you know, without outright saying, we've got all the evidence. We got the servers. We got everything. Okay, if you don't want to come clean, this is. I want to have something to where a liberal that's like a diehard anti-Trumper goes, oh, I hate Trump with a passion, but the election was rigged. Because think about it. Let's say I'm right. Let's say we are right that they did all this stuff. Which they did, but let's just say for, because you don't believe it, that I am right. Just, well, they did it to Bernie Sanders in 16. What makes you think, because let's say Kamala Harris starts doing stuff you disagree with and you don't like when they get rid of Bernie Sanders and she gets in, the most radical person ever. The first Democrat to leave. She didn't even get to Iowa. No one wanted her. No one liked her. She's the most radical And guess what, folks? When she starts doing stuff you disagree with, how are you going to vote her out? Because They rigged the election to get Trump out. They'll rig the election to make sure she stays in, just like they do all these Democratic people. That's why California is a crap hole, but guess what, folks? These Democrats keep getting voted year in, year out, and it gets worse and worse and worse. The California can't get, well, yeah, it can. Oh, yeah, it can. But guess what, folks? Guess what? This starts to make sense to me when California is like a third world crap hole, but these Democrats keep getting reelected year in, year out. See, I'm a normal guy. If someone wants to wear, I've saw someone with like a almost like if you ever go into like the gas chamber and like the military, like this with like the gas mask with like the big things on the side, you know, like the little like filter thing, the brown filters. I'm like, all right, I'm down. If that's what you want to do. I even said, man, that's pretty cool. I don't agree with wearing a mask, but that's pretty cool. Like, if you want to wear that, I'm cool. If you want to give up your freedom, you have the right. And that person, and I'm not judging, but that person may have had major pre-existing conditions. You may have, like, half a lung or something. But then that mask actually would be not helpful. Los Angeles is saying that they're turning away people and COVID care. I mean, what is the homeless population's COVID numbers? I mean, because they're out and exposed to everything. They're not protected from anything, so how in the heck are they staying safe? How are they staying? I'm just asking. I'm trying to be an objective observer. If someone can say, okay, well, this is how they're not getting it, or they may have it, but they don't know they have whatever the case may be. They may, because I don't hear much about China and COVID-19, but guess what? They never had a vaccine. You know, cannabis has been around since the dawn of time, but we don't know enough about it. But this vaccine is like 7 months old. They're about safe. I mean, I will say that's the number one problem I have because, you know, whatever happened to smoking a joint, eating a Twinkie, and going to bed? What happened to that? You know, there's this stuff where it's like, yeah, this stuff right here, man. Look at the THC crystals on this stuff, man. You take half a hit of this, man, you'll be ODing, man. This one little eighth. This ate the weed right here, man. There's like 10 million milligrams of THC, man. What we do is like we extract the THC from like 1,000 plants, and then we mix that with the water, and that's what we water the plants with so it absorbs, so it even has more, you know. Because like, you know, and that's the thing that I have a beef with the cannabis community, because like it's all about like super stronger or faster. And I'm like, I just want... Like, I need to function. I want a good CBD. There you go. Let me see here. Give me a full spectrum CBD. Add, like, so I get, like, maybe a milligram of THC per dose or a half a milligram. Just so I get to help the CBD work. You know, that's what I hate because, you know, you can have a beer. I'm cool with that, but these people have like 75 beers. It's these kids that go, this right here is 1,000 milligram CBD. Okay, great, good. You get some rest. But this is 10,000 milligram THC candy bar, man. And then they about kill themselves. And then we all look bad because of it. But that Warnock, dude, He was like oversaw like in the 2000s, a church camp. That guess what? Oh yeah, they had all kinds of these kids were mistreated and abused and stuff. You know, like if he can't govern over church kids, how do you expect him to govern Americans in Georgia? He can't even watch over kids properly at a church camp. Oh, yeah, and for all you environmentalist Democrats, yeah, there's approximately 1.5 billion masks in our ocean polluting the ocean. But hey, it's okay, folks. We're liberals who support wearing masks. Shut up and just do what you're told. Oh, but did you know how many people are, you know, how many billions of those are being found all over the place? The Michigan Attorney General, man, she's triggered by Donald Trump. Dude, that chick, every photo I ever see of her, looks like she needs to change her diapers. I mean, I don't know how anyone can sit there and be like, give me an example. CNN's Anna Navarro has a message for the 74 million plus Americans who voted for Donald Trump, that's liar in chief. How can you call out any liberal when you believe that liar in chief? Anna Navarro, you are a douche. I've never heard of this before, but the House voted to override Trump's defense bill veto. I've never heard of when a president vetoes something. I don't ever remember, and I'm sure maybe it's happened. I don't know. I've never heard of them vetoing a defense bill. Remember, 80% of the defense spending doesn't go to soldiers or veterans. It goes to contractors. So when you buy when you make a bullet for 20 cents and you sell it for $50 per bullet to the government and they buy it, all I can tell you is go to Bud's Gun Shop, Lexington, Kentucky. Go to their website. You can't find ammo. Ammo is like gone. 38 Special, good luck finding any. Our gun shops haven't been able to get it in like 6 months. 380, forget about it. 9mm, forget. Well, when you have like, when they're doing like 80, my wife said there's like 50 to 80 people every day, brand new people getting their fingerprints for their conceal and carry permits where we live locally. Dirty. Yeah. Every day. That's new gun owners. And they don't have ammo, so they're having to compete with people like me that have had a gun for a long time. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, you can't make this stuff up, though. But like the Pope Francis says, coronavirus has no borders. We cannot erect walls. Oh, but then take down the Vatican wall there, buddy. Because growing up Catholic, I supported like Pope John Paul, but not you guys. But that's what's wrong with this country. These people don't make no sense. I mean, they're like, well, 1 minute they're this way, 1 minute they're that way. I mean, they make no dang sense. I mean, they make no sense. Well, you know, that's what's wrong with this world. These kids are like, well, he had to play Perry Como, and New York had to play, I joke, his name is Como. But, like, he had to, you know, he had to play the Grim Reaper and decide who lived and died with the ventilator. But then 2 days later, when he's like, oh, we're just stockpiling them because we got enough of them. We don't have any problems yet. They don't sit there and put two and two together and go, wait a minute, 2 days ago, he was going to have to play Grim Reaper because he didn't have enough ventilators. Now he's stockpiling them. I mean, you have a Georgia Democrat that there's reports of mistreatment of children at a church camp. If you can't, if children are mistreated and things went horribly wrong at a church camp, I don't want that guy. How can I expect him to govern my, the people of Georgia, let alone, you guessed it, if he can't govern a church camp, how's he going to govern Georgia? I'm just throwing that out there, because, you know, that's the thing. I don't hate nobody. I mean, you have the right to disagree with me and say, hey, dude, I don't want military church. I hope it doesn't come to that. But there was voter fraud, and people need to be held accountable, because it's only a matter of time before that gets out of hand. And what they basically, and what I've heard too, is okay, because of that Texas lawsuit. Okay, well, now we're going to file the lawsuit in the Supreme Court to where, okay, that this the way this was, the way this Supreme Court case was handled. Well, we're filing this lawsuit with the Supreme Court. This, in 2000, this exact argument won a legal lawsuit in the Supreme Court. This holds precedent. They can't say that, well, it doesn't have standing or whatever because, we used it in 2000 and we won a legal case over it. And they're submitting things to courts in a way that they've been won before using that argument, so they can't say, nope. Because then, okay, if they turn it down, how can you turn it down? Because in Johnson versus Milner, 1974, Johnson was the hotel owner of the Holiday Inn in Wichita, Kansas, and, you know, and you go through it, and he goes, this is what happened, here's the argument, and they were able to take the case, and they won using that argument. It says precedent, if you've won a legal case, if someone slams into the back of your car, and you sue because he hit you, and he's saying, "Well, I slid," and you win the legal right for him to pay to have your car fixed. That sets precedent. So if someone does that again, and they say, "I'm not fixing your car," well, I can take you to court because this person sued over that, and they won. And goes on, you know, and that's where we're at. And they're okay. Well, this can't be taken. Shut down, because how can you shut it down? Because this argument won a case, and here and here, and I think they're just kind of, I sometimes think what they're doing is they're just kind of like just playing the, okay, well, come January 6th, we got all kinds of stuff. I think it's going to be like a, hey, here's all this evidence. Okay, we got the voting machine servers. Here's all the data that proves there was fraud. We basically, what we did was we gave you from the time that we started saying there was voter fraud to admit to it, and you haven't. So, and that's what I hope. I'm not holding my breath, because I think the election can get overturned. I've said that from day one. I just don't think anyone's gonna. It's like Hunter Biden. They're gonna have a investigation number 7,000, and nothing's ever gonna be done. You know, if you want to wear a mask, great. Don't force me to. If I don't want the vaccine, don't force me to. Because wouldn't you be immune from the vaccine? Wouldn't you not be able to get the COVID because of the vaccine? So how would I affect you? You can't. Trust me, I know people that have gotten, and I believe in last December I got the vaccine. The COVID. We didn't know it was here, but when you had the seasonal flu, the stomach flu, bronchitis, and all this stuff. And I've never been that sick in my life. I've never walked from my bedroom to my kitchen thinking I could go to work one day because I'd been out for so long and I was coughing so bad. I collapsed and my wife literally picked me up. And if you know my wife, she picked me up. She didn't really pick me up. That was God. And put me in the recliner, pulled it back, put a pillow behind my head, made me my shot of Tylenol with codeine, cough syrup, and Delsym, and I coughed myself till I fell asleep. So I basically got so exhausted I just collapsed and fell asleep and woke up like 5 hours later. But that we didn't know COVID was around, but now they say that, oh, yeah, I was here. We didn't know. But my point is, folks, I know people that have had COVID and they still have to do all these restrictions. I thought if they had COVID that they can't give it or spread it. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the program that I hope you feel a part of, and I really hope you do. And you know, because I was watching the United States, I want to get into some Premier League football. It's been a while since that, and I apologize if I haven't talked about it enough, but with what's been going on recently in this country, you know, it that's been a kind of like a priority. But we took on the Wolves, you know, since Pochettino got a job. That nail's been laid to rest. But and Mark's joking. He's like, you know what? I'm done. Okay, we're playing great, but as soon as Pochettino gets a job, we suck again. But he's not the answer. I mean, but anyways, we're sitting there with this watch along. Okay, and it's just like they couldn't, because I couldn't see the game. I just watched watched the watch along, and it was just like, okay, and I'm watching a watch along, and it's like, you know, it seemed like they can't. They don't know the right foot from the left foot. And there's this old additive that they always used to say, like, you know, and it's like, okay, if you try to run down with the ball and try to score and go for glory, great. Watch. I'm going to kick the ball. If you need to pass the ball sometimes. And there's times where instead of just trying to, they need to shoot. Sometimes, it's not always the case. I mean, there's times where, yeah, you want to sit there and, okay, he's open, let me do the cross, and he can head it in or whatever. But there's times where instead of tapping the ball 15 times, shoot it. Shoot the dang ball. Don't sit there and try to, you know, just shoot it. Because there are many times where they would sit there and try to, like, you know, they would like do like two or three touches, and then by the time they got ready to kick it, a defender was there, and bam, nothing. Instead, they could have just kicked it the first time, and it might go in, it might not. You know, and it's like, ugh. But you know, we got to be getting 3 points every game. If anyone can tell me why we bought Donny van de Beek, I'd sure love to know, because he's not being played at all. I mean, if someone can say, well, Ollie didn't want him, they got him. He was a player that Ollie never, ever, ever wanted. And, you know, I don't know. But he's not, I mean, he should be playing him. This January, need to get a CDM. Enough said. Because even Mark ranted in the beginning of the thing about COVID, about how, okay, you know, everything is falling apart. I mean, you can commit suicide and all this stuff, but the mental state of people is worse than the virus. And that's what gets me so mad, because I want to watch sports to get away from everything and not have it all politicized. I'm a huge United fan. Always have been, always will be. I think we have a chance to get possibly a title this year. Maybe. We'll have to wait and see. I mean, we're not doing too bad. We're up and down, you know. But hey, it's one of those things that I think now that Pochettino's out of the question, it's like, okay, now we can focus and not let's do this. Let's see what these guys can do, and we need to let them do what they need to do. And you know, but I just don't, that's the biggest thing that's been haunting me. Like, why are they not playing Van de Beek? We bought him. Why are we not playing him? Sorry, but if Pogba's going to come off, Van de Beek needs to come on. I don't know why he's not starting him. What, is there something that we don't know? I don't know. It just drives me nuts because why did we get a man that we're not going to play? I don't know. If someone can answer that for me, I got about 90 seconds left. I'd really, really, really love to know. So, but I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of them. I really hope you do. I don't care where you live. Know what's going on. I mean, our country might not be, your country might be, it might be one of those where it doesn't matter who you vote for. It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes. Seconds left, and it's going to be interesting to see because we are pretty good. I mean, we're really good title contenders. I think we have a good shot to at least get second place, maybe first. It just depends. We got to keep getting 3 points and not settling for a draw. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. And remember, folks, never forget this. With a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Good night, all, and God bless you. Goodbye.